Oyraysa.
Let's start Yuma. Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mibeiso. Listen to what's on Shivas they use. Shivas. What's wrong with Shiva? Some want to say that Shivas, you need the whole, you need to have to be together. It's one entity. Some even say that if you miss the first day, you don't do anything. It's all one entity. Shivas. Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeiso, you remove the Kohen Gadol from his house, and you let him, you get him to, you. He settles in the Lishkas Parhedrin. He lives in the Lishkas Parhedrin for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Umaskinin, a certain Lishka that's, you know, abuts the Azara. All right, umaskinim lo kohen acher tachta. You prepare another kohen backup. Shema yara bo psuol, because maybe it'll become a balkeri, and it'll be tame. So the other kohen then takes over. The pashtus is the other kohen does not. This mafrishin is not ma'akev. Pashtus, there are Rishon that hold it. He also has to leave his house for 7 days. But the Pashtus is, I think according to most, that he doesn't, that this is not Ma'akev, the Aveda. And the Raya is that if something happens to the first Kohen, this guy takes off, and he wasn't out of his home for 7 days. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not only you get a substitute Kohen in case something happens, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo. You even prepare a different wife for this Kohen Gadol. Shema Thomas Ishta, maybe his wife will die. And Shenemar v'chiper bado uvad beso, and beso zu ishto. It says that he has to be mechaper for himself and beso zu ishto. Again, the Rambam seems to be mashma as a dechiyav derabana, but in order to be mekayim the kapara for his beso, his ishto, he has to have an isha. So you prepare another isha. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakam who argues says amrulo im kain ein ledover sof. If you're already going to prepare an isha, which is a very far fetched, you know, possibility. It's only 7 days. What's the likelihood she'll die within those 7 days? You're already worried about far-fetched things, so maybe your substitute will die. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in Ludover self. So according to the Tanakhama, you do not prepare another Isha. Zokta Gemara, Tanan Awesome.
What does it mean, prepare an Isha, though? Just let her stay in the sidelines? To be ready in case his wife dies?
Gotta make another shidduch.
Yeah,
I guess you prepare another woman who's willing to marry him.
Okay.
L'chaira.
Put her in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Side lights.
Remember,
substitute.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, remember, we're talking in time to the Gemara that they were out allowed to marry
two women.
Two wives, right? Yeah. Yeah, Tanan Hosom. So that's Yom Kippur. We have the same din, says the Gemara here, by the Paraduma. Same din, Tanan Hosom. Shivas Yomim Kodim Sreifas Hapara Hayu Mafrishin Kohen Hasoreifas Hapara Mibeso. The Kohen that did the Sreifas Hapara and get the ashes and you put the ashes in the water with the Eitzeres Viezo, the whole process, but the Soreif Kohen is your mafrishin also him from his house, not to the lishkas parhedrin, it's the lishka sha'al p'nei habira, sofon u'mizracha, it's in the northeast side of the, Rashi says the Azara, and it's called the lishkas beis even, lishkas beis ha'even ha'yisan nikras. Aloma Nikra Shemo Lishkas Beis HaEven. Why was it called that name? Shekol Ma'aseha, because all the Maisim, all the things that you do with the Parah Aduma, you had to be very careful with Tumatara when it came to the Parah Aduma. Kol Ma'aseha were Bichli Glolim, Bichli Avonim, Ubichli Adoma, all of which do not, not Makabal Tuma. Those types of Kalim, they're Shtikl not Kalim. They're not Kalim they're mentioned in the Torah. And let's see, maybe Tosfos here that explains they're not full-fledged Kalim. And therefore they're not Makabo Tuma. Even though they are considered Kalim for the din of the Paraduma, Mayim Chayim El Kele. So it's a little funny status. On the one hand, they're not Kalim worthy enough to be Makabal Tuma. And I always thought there was something about the substance that they were made of that it can't be Makabal Tuma. It seems not like that from Tyson. It seems like they're not Kalim. They're not full-fledged Kalim. We'll see in Tosfos, maybe tomorrow. But they're not full-fledged Kalim, it's going to be Makabal Tuma, but they are Kalim to satisfy the Pasuk, Mayim Chayim El Keli. You put the Mayim in there, the Mayim Chayim, with the ashes of the Srefis Apara. Anyway, so you have the same din of being Mimrafish to Kohen. Here it doesn't say Kohen Gadol, and there's a Sifri that has a Machlekes Tanoim. Do you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Sreifas HaPara or not? Or can it be a Kohen Edra? Okay? By Yom Kippur, all the Abed is done by the Kohen Gadol, we know. I think Tosfos Yishanim brings here, if you look at Mafish and Kohen HaSreifas HaPara, Omer Rabbeinu Azokin Dein Lidaktik, Midiktani Kohen, don't be Midakl, like I wanted to just say, Hasarif, the Maya Bekoyen Hedjit, the Ha, Hachinami, it could have said Kohen, and it meant Kohen Godo. Yavitani Kohen, or even Yom Akiva, or Yom Aski Kohen Godo, the Mashra Shapir Kohen, I do Hasarif, Oa Oive. Then he does bring a Sifri, I believe, further on, that does have a Machlekes. Regarding this, you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Sreifas HaPara. Okay. He said not to be medayik just from the fact that it just says Kohen, because it could have been Kohen Gadol. That's not the part. It's a Sifri that there's Machlekes Tanoim, Lagabi this. Okay. So the Kohen Gadol goes to the list for on Yom Kippur 7 days before Lishkas Parhedrin. Okay. And we'll see in the Gemara more about that. The Kohen or Kohen Gadol that does the Shreifa of the Parah Aduma also stays in a Lishka. It's called the Lishkas Beis HaEven because all the Avoda of the Parah Aduma were done with these Kalim that are not Makabal Tuma. You have to be very careful. My time, why did you have to be so careful by Parah Aduma? It's not like Kodshim in a sense. Remember Parah Aduma, where did they do it? They do it, they shecht it on Har HaZeisim, Har Mishka. And they spritz towards the Heichel. It's not. But it's called a Chatas. It's called a Chatas. And you have to treat it even more carefully than Kodshim. Why? The Gemara explains right here. My time. Kivin, what?
Because it comes once in a blue moon. They're hard to find.
My time. That's a good reason. Kivin, the Tful Yom Kosher Bepara. Interestingly. You can have a Tful Yom. Remember, Tful Yom is also in the Azara. It's Kores if he goes in the Azara. Tful Yom means he got Tomei Sheretz, let's say, from an Abba Tuma. He went to the mikveh until the Herav Shemis.
He's still Tomei.
He's still the Tful Yom. It's called. It's the equivalent of a Sheni Latuma. And if you went into the Azara, or touched Truma, or Kachin, you would, you know, make those things come Tomei. And they went into the Azara, it's Kiv Kores. You learn it from Ode to Moso Vo, that it's both a Tful Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim that go into the Azara are Chayiv Kares. But here, there's a Kulu by Parah Aduma that a Tful Yom can do the mice of the para, kosher para, ditna mitame. Not only that, he could, but they purposely were mitame someone, and then told them dunk into the mikveh. But it's before Erev Shemesh. They wanted a tful yom to do the avodah. Why? Lahotzi mi liban shel tzukim. Because tzukim used from the pasuk is vihizo hatar al hatame tzukim that they used to show that the guy has to be fully tar. He has to have Erev Shemesh. Here, ditnan mitamim or you are koin asori v'saporo umadbilin oso. So that he's only a tful yom. He didn't have Erev Shemesh, and that's how he did the avodah of the parah. Lahotzi mi liban shel tzukim shohoyu omrim bimurvei hashemesh hoyusa naaseis. So because they were mako to use its full yom, they were afraid that people would be mezalzel on the parah. They wouldn't be careful. Mm-hmm. They went to the other extreme. Mm-hmm. Therefore, takinu l'rabbona kli glolim kli avonim kli adomim klelim delo lekabli tum, which you don't find by other karbonos. They use kli matkes for other karbonos, but for para klelim they couldn't be mekabli tum ki eichid delo lezalzel ba. So they shouldn't be mezalzel. See, Rashi says ki eichid delo lezalzel ba lomar hayul tful yom kosher bepara. Because people might say, ay, a tful yom, you could be tahef tamei to do the para. Ain't sorich li ozrizim ba, b'shmiris tyra. We don't have to be careful with tyra. Therefore, lakach osu bo mailis harbe. It's not only this. There are other mailis that they will come across that they made for the para aduma. Very strict rules of tyra, more than normal, to counteract the fact that they're doing tfil something yom, that smacks of like a certain zilzul using a tfil yom. Yeah. Also, mailas harbe letara, and this is achas mea. Yeah. Okay. So, maishnot tzofonu mizrocha. So, the rice up above said, the Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah in Paro, said that this lishka was in the tzofon and the mizrach, that they put the kohen that was going to do the sreifas haparo. Why tzofonu mizrocha? Ki v'ndechatasi, the paradum is called the chatas, feirish pasuk, Lemenida Chatosi, which is interesting, because it doesn't get anywhere near the Beis Hamikdash, Hirana, right? But it's called a Chatas. Chatasi. Lemenida Chatasi, Rashi says. I remember Rabbi Brown said one of the highlights of his life was that he spent an afternoon, I don't know how long, with Rav Chaim Kanievsky discussing, because this is a big Indian, the Gemara calls the Poraduma Chatas, but it has certain dinim like a chatas and certain not like the highlight of his life, he said, to talk about this chatas karya rachmana. Yeah, the paraduma. Kimid chatasi, the chatas tzu'una tzafon. We know that a chatas, a korban, a real korban chatas, you have to shecht it in the tzafon. So to remind him that this is a chatas, we put him in the lishka in the tzafon. And what about the mizrach? Uchsiv, by the paraduma that he had to spritz the paraduma, that whole concoction, el nochach pene oil moed, which is also in the east. Rashi nochach pene ksiv bepara el nochach pene oil moed behazoaz doma, the azov the dam. He's standing on Harazesim, umiskavein veroe pischo shel hechel shehu bekoisel mizrachi. The hechel is, remember, when we're looking at the, you know, this western wall is the back of the Beis Hamikdash. The Kodesh Kodeshim is right beyond that. The front, and on the other side, is Harazesim is facing the front. And that's where he did the, he shechted the chatas, and did the hazor of the dam. Hazor the dam, the concoction is on the people or the things that are tummy. Yeah, I'm sorry. The hazor of the dam is done noichach pene oil moed, and that's why the lishka was in the mizrach to remind them of that. So therefore, takina l'rabbanan lishka tzafoina mizracha.
That's what they put in for the 7 days.
That's where he was
to remind them that in 7 days from now, that's where you'll do
Right.
Paraduma activity.
Right. Yeah. Ki echad el havila hekera. Ladas Rashi shehufra shom kidei dehato lov avodas para hakariya chatas, which needs suffon. Utuun mizrach. Why? V'yosem lev liozoriz b'maser v'seder avodoser, and specifically the dam that you have to be mazet towards the mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash. And the lishka was al penei habira. What's the bira? My bira. Amar Rabba v'abachon, Amar Rav Yochanan, mokum hayo b'har abayis u'bira shemo. Certain place in har abayis that they put him. Problem is Rashi up above said it was on the Azara. We'll talk about it tomorrow. V'reish lakish amar, kol ha-mikdash kulo kori bira. Shenemar ha-bira asher achinos. The whole mikdash is called the bira. It must be according to Reish Lakish that's a general term for the whole mikdash. But also there was a makam on Har Abayis that was called bira, and that's where he stayed for the 7 days. Mina hanamili, how do you know this idea that you have to be mafresh a kohen in 7 days? And the way we learn it is from the Yemei HaMiluim. From the Me'am Eiluim, the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when we built the Mishkan. Mina Amilino, Amar Mirini, Bar Chikki, Amar Machasya, Barida, Amar Becha, Amar Kro, Kasher Osa Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem, Lasos Lechapera Lechem. Where's the Pasuk? Dalet, Vayikra Ches. Where is it? Vayikra Ches, what? It's in Tzav, right? The Shmini is the Shmini of the Miluim, which, right? Tzav, Shmini. What is it, Ches?
Lamedale.
It says, that's towards the end of the parasha, right before Shmini. Umipesach oem oed, here it is. Pipesach oem lo seitzu shivas yomim. The Miluim, when Aaron was practicing. Moshe really was putting up and down the mikdash at that point, right? Mipesach oyem moed lo seitzu shivas yomim ad yom melos yemei milu achem until the shmini ki shivas yomim yamali eschetem. And then kasher also bayom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos lechaper olav. And this is the drasha. Kasher also bayom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos lechaper olav. Lasos is a lumay separa. 7 days before, you got to do it just like over here, you made me lose them. And lechaper elu ma'aseh yom ha-kippurim. Okay, so you learned that both dinim for the Mishnah and the Paraduma, all from the Yemei Miluim, where it says beferish, that they had to be mafresh, mipesach ha'yam made lo seitzu shivas yomim. And then after the pasuk after that, by the way, says, upesach ha'yam made teishvu yomim v'laylo shivas yomim. Yeah, says the Gemara, I understand. Bishlema, I can't use the whole pasuk for para. Bishlema kula kara para for paradum, I can't do. Lo mitukim, because it says lechaper ksiv. Upara la bas kapara. You're not doing a para for kapara, you're doing it for taira. Ella, let's say the whole pasuk's dealing with Yom HaKippurim. Ella ema kula kara bi Yom HaKippurim ksiv.
And not para at all.
And not para at all. Yeah, so Rashi lends, Tosfos asks, tamely. What are you asking here? It says an extra word. Lasos, what do you need the extra word? Well, we'll see Taisus maybe tomorrow. But then it bothers, it's the Shlach of Atayah bothers Taisus. And the Gemara ends up saying, Omri, Yolef Tziva Tziva. Kesiv Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasos. Kesiv Hassam, by Paradum, Zoschu Kasatora Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos. Mal Holom Para, Afkam Para. We'll have to continue this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Oh, you're right, so.